I feel like this passage we're going to talk about tonight really, I believe it's going to encourage us as believers. Because I'm going to tell you, I sat there and got a lot of folks hurting. And a lot of folks that are sick and afflicted and discouraged and just weak and weary, not feeling good. A lot of family issues. The only hope we have is in Jesus. That's the point of the message tonight, is all we can do is look to God. We can't look to nobody else. And our message tonight is, what is love? I'm thankful that I know what love is now that Jesus loves me and that He accepted me and He accepts you as a believer. And we've kind of went through Valentine's Day Monday. It's got my head thinking about what love is. Got in the scripture, and the Lord just led me to this passage for us to understand God's love for us. Sometimes that goes over my head. I'm sure it does you as well. Just how undeserved I am, but just how much He loves me. And I thank God for that. So John chapter 15, verse number 12, I'd ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. It's just a few things tonight. We won't be long at all. I just want to encourage us and show us how much God loves us. John 15, 12. The Bible says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have made heard of my Father I have made known unto you. For you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it to you." Verse 17, "These things I command you, that you love one another." Let's pray. We thank you, Father, that you are an awesome God and that nobody can understand just how much you love us. Father, you know the request tonight. What a burden it is to hear that. What a blessing it is to know you. I pray you just pour out your Spirit tonight, Father. Just, Lord, just get me out of the way and let's hear about your Word. And I pray the Spirit just moves like never before. And somebody would be encouraged by your love. We thank you and we want to serve you with our hearts. And we pray you bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So, when we think about God's love, sometimes it is it's overwhelming. And the reason I say that is we think about what love is defined in the world today. Some people think love is something that it's not. They think that love is a way you feel, or maybe it's somehow you're supposed to love somebody. There's a lot of different definitions if you ask somebody. They did the school in Guin did like a questionnaire to the elementary kids. What do you think love is? And they couldn't give you an answer. And I feel like that's sometimes us. What is love? A lot of folks say it's when a man loves a man, or when a woman loves a woman. Love's defined in this Bible. Love's defined in the Word of God. And sometimes we think of it differently, but I want to show you two different ways we can see God's love tonight. Number one, love is an action. It's not a feeling. Love is an action. This is what the Scripture says. Chapter 15, verse 13, it says, "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." It's not something that you talk about. It's not something that Jesus describes as just a good feeling on the inside. Love is an action to God. And He proved that when He died for you and me. He didn't have to. He wanted to. And when we comprehend that, God's love is overwhelming. He says, greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And then the next verse down, it tells us, we are his friends. You're a friend of God. And I am too. And he said, that's the greatest love, than somebody die for his friends. And that's what I want to get tonight, is love is an action, because love is described on the cross. So when Jesus paid that ultimate sacrifice, that's an action. He made an action for us. And sometimes we don't always feel like helping somebody. Sometimes we're going down the road and we see somebody stopped on the side and we think somebody else will take care of it, or somebody's on the way to help them. We go on by. But action would be, I'm going to stop and help. And action would be, I'm going to do what the Lord's called me to do. And in your life and in my life, we go through, it's not just that, but there's situations and there's instances where we can show our love because God's inside. And it's an action that He died for me, so it's an action that I share and show to others. Love is an action. Love is also acceptance. The Bible says in chapter 15, verse 15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Verse 16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Something just stirs when it says that you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Something just moves on the inside when you read that, because you know that we did not do anything for God to choose you and God to choose me. I want to think of it like this. The day the Lord convicted you, if you're saved, the day the Lord came inside of your heart, or the day that He convicted you, did you want Him? I didn't. I wasn't looking for God. I wasn't looking for Him to reveal my sins. But love's an acceptance, and that He chose me. And I thank God for that, because I sure wasn't looking for Him. I wasn't looking for a Savior, but love's acceptance, and He accepts me, and He accepts you. And being God's friend means that we are His friend, we are chosen, and we are ordained as well. Once the Holy Spirit dwells inside of you, you're chosen and you are ordained. And I want to describe it like this. Love is God. Love is God. It's not about how we go about our lives. It's about an action. And it's about acceptance. And I know one thing, God loves you and God loves me. And the way we can know that is look to the cross of Calvary, where He paid my sin debt, where He accepted me despite who I was and despite who you were. And love is an action, but it's also acceptance, because the day I called His name, He accepted me. And the day you called His name, He accepted you. And that's the definition of love. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for a good night. Thank you that you are Jehovah, that you're Savior, and that, Lord, you don't mess up. Thank you, Father, for the Spirit. Thank you that you take over. Thank you for your love. I pray you just bless this congregation. Pray you would just, Lord, go before us this week as we share. Just share what you've done. Share the transformation, Father, the change that you've made. We'd be careful to give you all honor and glory. Pray you put your hedge of protection around us tomorrow through the storms. And Lord, I pray you just be with those men and women going to broken lives. Put your hedge around them. And I pray for some soul to be saved. That's our prayer here at Union Chapel. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. Brother Bruce.